He just finished a yontif with in yonei simcha mitzvah of simcha v'samachta b'chagecho, and b'chlau simcha is certainly a very very critical ingredient in life, but sometimes there's such an emphasis put on simcha that it becomes sometimes exaggerated. You know, ultimately life is about responsibility, and simcha is just an ingredient that's necessary to be able to fulfill the responsibilities of life. And the Rabbeinu Bechaya here at the beginning of Parsha Shmini, he brings a Medrash Tanchuma. And I guess it's in reference to the fact that here you have Aaron bringing Karbonos, and then right after is the Parsha of Nodav Avihu, and the fact that they were devoured, that they died. So there's a contrast between this privilege of being the Kohen Gadol and being the one to execute all the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and then the tragedy that he suffered shortly thereafter. So he brings here the Pasuk, the Medrash, Omarti lahoylelim al tohoylu. And it seems that the Chazal Darshan, lahoylelim al tohoylu. It seems that he's saying to the celebrators, the ones that are acting in simcha, they're celebrating, they're I think one of the mafarshim says they're dancing b'simcha, al tocholu, you know, don't get so carried away with your simcha. And then he explains, "Lefisha simcha eino mamtenes lo'odom ba'olam hazeh." Is that simcha doesn't wait around permanently for a person in this world? Loi kol misha sameach hayoyim sameach lemocha. Simcha is a thing that you could be happy today, and not everyone who's happy today is going to be happy tomorrow. V'loi kol misha meitzar hayoyim meitzar lemocha. And not everybody who has tzar today is going to have tzar tomorrow. It's almost like that story of something that when a person's sad, it's going to make him happy. When a person's happy, it's going to make him sad. And somebody came up with this ring or something that said on it, Gamze Yavor. Happiness will not stay forever, nor will the sadness. That's just the facts of life. And Zeu She'omar Shloime L'schoik Omarti Muhulo says that this celebration of simcha is really something that's empty and it's very temporary because it doesn't last. Teda lechoshekenu, and here he brings 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 rayas that this is true, and each one is a raya. Says from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, bebriyas ha'olam Hashem had a simcha gedola. Says yismach Hashem b'maasov, and vayar Hashem v'hine toiv me'oid. And right after it says, Vayinochim Hashem, Vayis'atzev Eliboy, Hashem had charoto, and he had sadness that he made the world, because look at the kilkul that took place. Avram Avinu somach simcha gedoyla, Nisgadol v'hora kama malochim, he became great in his world, in those days, v'nosan lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu ben l'skunosoy, and finally got in his old age, he had a child. Ulevasoif omaloy, kachno es bincho es yichidcho. And he had chos. Okay, that's one thing. I don't know if that's the sadness or the hemshich is chos mehamaria likpor sora bikish mokum likpor v'loy motza ad shekanu ba'arba meyo shekel kesef. I don't know if that was the sadness. But in the meantime, from the highest level of gedula, he was the big man in his area there, and everybody respected him, and he got a ben l'skunosoy, and then. After the Akedah, he buries his wife. And he goes on with Yitzchak and Yaakov and Yehoshua, Eli HaKohen, and Elisheva Bas Amidodov, again and again, all situations of Simcha, and then at some point that changes, and now there's what to be said about. Different examples. So it's two things struck me over here. Number one, Shlomo HaMelech told us that Lischoik Amarti Mehulol. La choylelim al tocholu. That's the way Chazal darshan la choylelim al tocholu. That's what David HaMelech said in Tilim. So the point is very strong. We know that that when there's simcha doesn't last forever, and life has its ups and downs. Ask anyone who's experienced a few years in life, and he knows that you got to take the ups and the downs, the good with the bad, the simcha with the tzar and with the sadness, and that's just the name of the game. It seems he has to bring rayas to this, seven different rayas to prove this point in order to make it very clear and very acceptable to us that this is the case, something which we should accept on Shlomo HaMelech say so, and a person should accept on his own experience in life. It seems that it's not very easy for a person, b'shas simcha, to realize that this is not what it's all about, and that it's not permanent, and it's gam ze yavor. Seems to be a very big nisoyon. Seems that there's a certain sense of holding on to the moment that now is the simcha, and it's almost like we fool ourselves, and we think that, oh, this is going to last forever. It's almost as if it doesn't last forever, I can't even enjoy it. So therefore, psychologically, I have to make it last forever. And it requires a great effort, columns of discussion, and seven different rayas, from Shlomo HaMelech, and from David HaMelech, and all these rayas, individual situations, right from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, all the way down to Elisheva Bas Aminodov, that no, it's not true. You're making a mistake. Simcha doesn't last forever. And therefore, there has to be, I think what that means is, there's a broader perspective of life. It isn't all just about simcha. Simcha is not a permanent experience. And therefore, because sometimes it's like, you know, you hear all the time, oh, but I'm not happy. It's not making me happy. Not everything has to make happy. Life's mission, life's purpose, or Avedis Hashem, yes, it should be b'simcha. Yes, there's a mitzvah to be b'simcha. V'samachta b'chagecha is a special level. But there's Ivdus Hashem b'simcha, which applies to life every moment from the first minute we wake up till we finish and go to sleep at night. Mitzad sheni, it can't be the only hechitimtza for my ability to function in the world. Because there are times when that simcha is going to pass, even when it's b'shas the simcha, it's mehulol. Because why? Because gam ze yavor. It's not going. And it seems that's a very difficult lesson for a person to be able to focus on. But it seems it's a reality that if a person had that reality, then he sees that it isn't about this. Is not the tachlis of life because it's not going to last. But there seems to be something else. He says something that he doesn't prove and doesn't seem to be in consistent with what he's saying. And tzar also doesn't last. You could be sad today and tomorrow you won't be sad anymore. Like, what does that do? His whole point is simcha is mehulol. And he brings seven rayas all to simcha is mehulol. That simcha passes. So why now is he telling me at the beginning, he says, and you know also that if tzar also doesn't last because tomorrow the tzar may pass. And it seems that if the purpose is that simcha is not to be overrated, then it seems that if I didn't know that everything is temporary, then I couldn't feel that temporariness in the simcha. In order for me to appreciate how temporary simcha is, I have to understand that life is temporary, that every emotion in life is temporary, that the tsar is also temporary. When I understand that the tsar is temporary, now I can fully, everything's temporary. The craving to fool oneself, to believe that simcha is going to last forever, is so acute that unless I realize that there is no such thing, even in the negative, even in the tsar, then I'm not going to be able to break through with that message that simcha will not last forever. But it seems that once I realize that, then the fact that once I have that recognition, then the raya that simcha is not going to last forever will work. In other words, all these rayas arise that simcha doesn't last forever. But it seems that in order to be able to appreciate these rayas, I also have to have, he had to introduce this perspective too, and neither does tsar last forever, so nothing lasts forever. Now you can get off that obsession almost that this simcha must last forever. And I think that if a person has that perspective, it can make life a lot easier to do what we have to do and not to be so caught up in what the psychologists are preaching today. And if it's not going to make you happy, then you can't be doing it. And that's not necessarily true. It will make you happy. It does make you happy. It should make you happy. You have to do it with happiness. But that can't be the whole thing, because that is not permanent. It's not. It's just a reality we have to get used to. Just one more thing, to very, very briefly, and that is that the Goyin in Mishle, on one of these psukim, similar psukim, gam b'schoik yichav lev v'achariso simcha tugo, so he says like this. He says, what's going on here? He first doesn't know the lotion of gam, the achariso, what's it talking about? Acho inyin hu she'ein lo'odam ba'olam hazeh shum simcha ba'olam. Says there's no real simcha in this world. Why? Ki ma yesh lo'odam simcha yoysa lo'ov mibonim. What could be a greater simcha than the simcha that a father who has a son, who has children? V'tzar godel, v'tzar gidl bonim, kosher mikulam. And yet, the tzar of gidl bonim, that raising one's children, the tzar that people have in raising children, is the most difficult tzar that there is. So he says, you see the same thing, that there's no real permanent meaning, simcha in the world, or there's no pure simcha in the world, because even the thing that's the greatest source of simcha carries with it together this negative, this tzar gidl bonim, which seems to be part of the plan since the chet of Adam HaRishon, which seems to be part of the klola, that this is going to exist. And memela, there is no real simcha. If the greatest simcha in the world carries with it this tsar, so, you know, don't overrate simcha. But then he says, v'chein om ruzal. Chazal compare this to something. Maise sheviyu lemelech shulchan echod she'en kumo b'chol oilam. They brought a king, a shulchan, that was not shaykh. The most amazing, beautiful table. V'somach ha'melech moed. The king was thrilled with this table they brought him. V'sholach achar kol chachom avu she'elam ala shulchan mispoyer atzma boy. He called all his chachomim. He asked them, what do you think about my shulchan? And he was mamish bragging about. He was thrilled with what he had. The purpose of this shulchan is to bring you sadness. It's all about sadness, this shulchan. And what does that mean? What happened? The king went on a ship. And he was so attached intellectually, emotionally, I mean, to his shulchan, not aloy segamkin. He took along his little shulchan, his big shulchan. The not fell hashulchan atoich hamayim. The shulchan fell betoich hamayim, fell into the water. The koftzu kol yordei hayom vechol yordei moshoit lahaloy soisiv aloy lochlu. All the people, that the swimmers and the divers and the people who, anyone who knew how to swim, went in. And they couldn't save the shulchan. They couldn't retrieve the shulchan. Umachmas goydel hatzar cholo hamelech. And because of the tsar, at the loss of this prized possession of the shulchan, the melech got sick. And the chochem said to him, She'ein ze eli yogurt. This is what I told you. This simcha that you had is really only tzoris, you know. Then he asks him, is he a novi? So he explains that, no, he's not a novi, but based on the psukim and this, whatever. Okay. Just a question. What's the comparison between this and Tsar Gidol Bonim? Tsar Gidol Bonim in the Pshat is, I have a ben, I have bonim, that's a great simcha, and I have tsar, you know, this one makes this problem, this one makes that problem every day, this one gets sick, this one's rebellious, this one gets in trouble in school. There's always, as Tsar Gidol Bonim is very prevalent, it's all the time. But there the Pshat is that I didn't lose the prized possession, I have the prized possession. And, you know, hopefully, Tsar Gidol Bonim, I like to say, I think it's true, I never saw it any place, that the nachas is a factor of the Tsar Gidol Bonim. That when you have Tsar Gidol Bonim and then things finally straighten out, you really have nachas. You know, you appreciate it more. Hey, what I went through for you, and whoa, now, wow. So what's the comparison to a situation where the table, this precious table, got lost, it drowned, it couldn't be found, it's lost forever. So he's saying it's the same simcha, but it's really yogoin. If the simcha is undermined because it has yogoin, what comparison? So it seems, and this is what I would say, it seems to say that the pshat is that a person, when he has something precious, and he's having tsar, I mean, oh, let's forget, let's talk in general. Let's speak specifically. He has bonim, and he's thrilled. But he has tsar gidol bonim. The tsar gidol bonim is psychologically, in my mind, that it's all over. It's lost. It's gone. It's finished. I mean, you think about it. A child gets sick, the parent thinks the worst. A child misbehaves, the parent has all the years of misbehavior planned out in front of us in his mind. That, oh, then in the second grade they're going to say this, and by the fifth grade they're going to be this, and by the seventh grade don't ask, and by the time he gets to high school it's all over. And we tend to be overwhelmed to the extent with the tsar gidol bonim as if the worst has happened. And that's, I think that's the comparison now. Mitzad echo, that's the reality. And that's what he says, that simcha, every simcha in this world has its negative aspect and its difficult aspect and its challenging and trying aspect. But I think if this is true, then I think there's another lesson over here. And that lesson is that sometimes if we allow this Tsar Gidol Bonim to do its thing, which is to make me feel that it's all over, we send a very negative message to our children. If they're sick, we scare them to death. We might even be influential in the worst happening, you know, because they've done research how the immune system is affected by negative emotions, it's depressed, and by positive emotions, it's enhanced. And emotional, psychological things and confidence and support make a difference even in physical, in medical, in physical ailments. But whatever it is, and certainly in emotional things, a kid misbehaves, it gets a bad report from school. And as far as the parent is concerned, the panorama of the future, the kid who's doing this off the derech, eventually doing this, doing that, maybe in jail, what? And we mamash set our kids up for failure by always seeing the worst in every, what might be very minor or relatively minor, infraction or situation. So I think if this is the psychology, and it seems that that's what the Goyin is saying the comparison is, if that's the case, then psychologically we have to be very careful not to overreact, not to let this, at least, you know, keep it in the subconscious, keep it quiet, try to compensate for it. Don't let it get out there, because this can be so detrimental to the bonim. If they feel that every time, and it creates an enormous pressure, that anything I do wrong is like a criminal offense, like the world has come to an end. I got a bad report card. It's like the worst thing in the world. I got into a fight in school. It's like, oh, you're going to be a gangster, and it
sets the tone for people to live up to the expectations that the significant others in their lives have for them. So I think that's a piece of advice to keep in mind. And to the contrary, the more that we are positive, the more that we believe in our children, in our talmidim, the more that we give them that sense of that we whatever they do wrong is it's a mistake. It's wrong. It has to be corrected, but it doesn't portend for a destroyed future. I think that we'll have a much more positive hashpah. I will certainly have a happier life.